Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnarled Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Democrat Party Hates America is a Political Polemic by Mark R. Levin, a conservative commentator and radio host known for writing heavily argumentative books about the American constitutional order. Published in 2023. The book presents a forceful critique of the Democratic Party, arguing that it has moved far from its historic identity and now operates as an authoritarian, anti-constitutional force. Levin frames the party's development through a long historical lens, tying together older patterns of racism, the growth of the administrative state, cultural politics, and modern progressive institutions. The book is not a neutral history or academic policy study. It is an advocacy work designed to persuade readers that the party's agenda threatens liberty, elections, and traditional American institutions. Its purpose is both explanatory and combative, offering a consolidated case against the contemporary Democratic Party for readers already interested in conservative political analysis. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how Levin recasts the Democratic Party as an authoritarian power center. A central argument of the book is that the Democratic Party no longer functions as a normal electoral coalition, but as a power-seeking machine that tries to expand control through bureaucracy, courts, and unelected institutions. Levin treats the administrative state as one of the main vehicles for this shift, arguing that career officials and agencies can be used to bypass Congress and weaken democratic accountability. This idea is important because it connects partisan politics to structural government power rather than to isolated policy disputes. In Levin's framework, the danger is not simply that Democrats hold different views from conservatives, but that they allegedly prefer centralized control to constitutional limits. He uses this theme to explain why many conflicts over regulation, elections, and federal authority are presented as battles over the future of self-government. The chapter structure reinforces that claim by repeatedly linking policy choices to a broader theory of political domination. Secondly, the book's historical story of racism, anti-white politics, and anti-Semitism, Levin devotes substantial attention to the party's racial history, arguing that it has shifted from one form of racial exclusion to another while preserving the same underlying pursuit of power. He presents the old Democratic Party as associated with anti-black racism, then claims modern Democrats have repositioned themselves around anti-white rhetoric and selective moral accusations against their opponents. The book also ties anti-Semitism into this historical narrative, suggesting that contemporary political and cultural movements overlap with older forms of prejudice. This is one of the book's most controversial claims because it does not merely describe past injustices. It interprets present-day rhetoric and activism as part of a long ideological continuity. Levin uses this theme to argue that the party has never genuinely repented for its history, but instead has redirected blame outward toward American society as a whole. That framing turns racial history into a partisan indictment rather than a detached historical analysis. Thirdly, cultural Marxism, political correctness, and the politics of language. Another major topic is Levin's claim that the Democratic Party is aligned with Marxist or Marxist-adjacent ideas operating through culture rather than classical economic revolution. He links this to what he calls cultural Marxism, political correctness, and the policing of speech and thought in public life. The emphasis is not only on formal government action, but also on how language, education, media, and elite institutions shape political behavior. Levin argues that once a movement controls the terms of acceptable speech, it can narrow dissent without always needing overt censorship. This makes the book especially focused on cultural power as a precursor to political power. The argument also helps explain why he treats issues like identity politics, moral shaming, and progressive campus culture as more than side issues. In his telling, they are part of a larger strategy that weakens constitutional liberty by turning social pressure into ideological enforcement. Fourthly, the Constitution, the nuclear family, and traditional institutions as targets. Levin repeatedly argues that the modern Democratic Party is hostile to the constitutional system and to institutions that sustain social stability, especially the nuclear family. The Constitution appears in the book as more than a founding document. It is a practical barrier to revolutionary politics because it limits what elected majorities and bureaucrats can do. The book therefore treats constitutional criticism from the left as evidence of deeper anti-liberal intent rather than ordinary disagreement about interpretation. The family is discussed in similar terms, with Levin suggesting that progressive policies and cultural messages weaken parental authority, shared norms, and intergenerational continuity. This line of argument gives the book a broad social dimension. The conflict is not only over laws, but over the institutions that shape civic life and moral formation. By grouping constitutional limits and family life together, Levin presents both as obstacles to what he sees as centralized ideological control. That makes the book as much about civilizational preservation as about party politics. Lastly, the book as a tactical political handbook for conservative readers. Beyond claims about history and ideology, the book is written to function as a practical resource for political persuasion. Levin assembles examples, historical references, and contemporary cases into a confrontational case meant to equip readers with arguments against Democratic voters and sympathizers. This makes the book different from a conventional critique because it is not simply trying to describe a problem, it is trying to mobilize response. The structure and tone reflect that purpose, with each section building a cumulative indictment rather than offering balanced evaluation. For sympathetic readers, that approach can be useful because it organizes familiar conservative frustrations into a single narrative. For critics, it is also the source of the book's main limitation. The argument is one-sided and designed to persuade rather than to test competing interpretations. Still, that strategic purpose is part of the book's identity. It is best understood as partisan analysis meant for political use, not as detached scholarship. In conclusion, The Democrat Party Hates America will most appeal to readers who already follow American politics closely, especially conservative readers, activists, and those interested in constitutional arguments about the modern left. It is also relevant to readers who want to understand how contemporary conservative media frames the Democratic Party as a threat not only to policy preferences, but to institutions, speech, and civic order. The main practical benefit of the book is that it condenses a large range of partisan complaints into a single, highly organized narrative that can be used for debate or political discussion. The intellectual benefit is more limited, but still real. It shows how a major conservative commentator links history, race, bureaucracy, and culture into one political theory. What distinguishes it from similar books is its sweeping certainty and its insistence that present-day Democratic politics should be read through a long history of ideological and institutional decline. It is less interested in nuance than in constructing a comprehensive indictment, which makes it especially notable within the genre of contemporary political polemic. If you would like to support Mark R. Levin, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.